Coming up, finance news. What's in the finance news this morning, Justine Parker?
Good morning, Philip. Stock markets in the United States and Europe have rallied after the release of more positive data on the US economy, and there's hopes that Spain may make a formal request for a bailout. In the US, trade was boosted after retail sales came in stronger than expected last month. That's added to optimism from last week's surprise jump in consumer sentiment and a fall in unemployment claims. And another US banking giant has reported big profits as company reporting season continues. Citigroup shares have soared nearly 5% after its third quarter earnings came in higher than analysts had forecast. The Dow Jones is up 2/3% at 13,416. The S&P 500 index is also 2/3% higher at 1,438. And the Nasdaq Composite Index has risen 0.5% to 3,060. Over in Europe, markets have welcomed signs that Spain may ask the European Central Bank for a rescue package as soon as next month. In London, the FTSE 100 gained 0.2% to 5,806. The DAX in Germany rose 0.4%, and the CAC 40 in France added nearly 1%. Back home, the ASX SPY 200 futures index is up 20 points at 4,501. That's suggesting a strong start to the session here. And some key commodity prices are under pressure. Spot gold's lost nearly 1% to $1,737 an ounce. West Texas crude oil is trading at just under $92 a barrel amid signs of slowing demand in China. And Philip, on currency markets, the Australian dollar is slightly lower against the greenback. A short time ago, it was buying around 102.4 US cents.